Marcia Hyatt has joined us in the studio for the Best of Ourselves segment. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning, CJ. Good morning, Jane.
Good Isn't it
morning.
Nice to have Jane in the studio
it's
again?
It's wonderful to have Jane in the studio again. It's wonderful to be here. I feel like I've walked into an injection of adrenaline. It's just such a positive energy place this morning. It's wonderful. So I want to talk about a quote by George Eliot that is on my friend's email. You know how some friends have an email with a tag of theirs? And this one, it is never too late to become what you might have been.
Oh, I love that.
George Eliot, it is never too late to become what you might have been. It is not too late to become what? What is it? And I just love that provocation because often I have a friend right now who's going to school in her late 50s, and she had wanted to do this in her late 40s, and she thought she was too old, but then decided in her late 50s, hey, this is what I want to do with my life.
That's right. I'm younger now than I will be later.
So, exactly. And so, and the other thing that provoked that, this reflection for me is I've had a couple conversations with folks who know really clearly what they want to be, how they want to be in their life, what they want to create in their life, and yet they fundamentally don't believe it's possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I watch that, and it makes me sad because I know from my own experience, if I don't believe it, yes, there's more than me that creates what my reality is, but I have a lot of influence on it. And if I'm pretty sure I can't do it, you know what?
You won't.
I won't. And you know, I was watching the Olympics, which is the other thing that provoked this, and I watched different athletes do their rituals, their mental rehearsals for preparation, like Lindsey Vonn. Did you see her? She's actually, you have to see this, folks, because CJ's reenacting. she stands there and does the course, and she's going from side to side and visualizing herself making it happen. And there's a lot of research, particularly in athletics, about the power of those mental rehearsals.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They make a huge difference in making it happen. And not the rehearse, not only doing it, going down the ski slope, or being showing up at work like you want to show up, or having that conversation in the way you want to have the conversation. It's not only imagining it going as you, showing up as you want to, it's also imagining how you'll recover when something goes wrong. So you practice recovery as well. And there's some great research. There's an article on the power of intention. There's lots of things written about it. This was in Ode Magazine, which is a magazine for intelligent optimists, which I like that title. Anyway, in 07, there was an article about the power of intention, and it talked about the research with EEGs showing electrical activity in your brain. And if you're actually doing something, it evokes the same electrical energy in your brain as if you sit there and do a mental rehearsal of it. Mm-hmm. Cleveland Clinic studied people that went to the gym and did weights, and they experienced a 30% increase in muscle mass. They had another group that they had do the mental rehearsal real time in their mind's eye from the armchair, do weights. They had half the benefit, but they had half the benefit just sitting there. So I've always made fun of it. Oh, I don't have to work out. I'll just think about it. Well, actually, it has some benefit.
I am going to start thinking about that constantly now.
Well, of course, you did get more benefit if you actually went to the gym.
Oh, twice as much. Yeah.
And the other part, the parts about doing it real time, doing it in your mind's eye, feeling it in your body, all of those are really important aspects of it. And I'm not one to say, you know, I could make everything happen, but I know that I have a lot more influence if I sort of pave the way. And athletes are great role models for this. Mm-hmm. They focus on what they want to be about, what they want to become, and they put their energy into that. And what was the other Olympic skier? I'm blanking on her name. Julia Mancoso,
yep.
Who had a poster of herself winning the Olympics.
Oh,
it's like, now there's great imagery for. So what is it? And there's one question is, I don't know what, if I don't know what I want to become, that's a whole different question. Like, you know, what do I have to do to get clearer about what I want more of in my life? And that's a whole other program in terms of mindfulness practices, tracking your energy, reflecting on when you've been most energized. But if you do know, and you just are having that, just not quite getting over the hurdle of it, it's worth coming up with a regular practice where you work it in your mind's eye. Now, in Ode Magazine article, they had 10 steps, but I'm always one to make things shorter. So I'm going to do the 4 steps of this. So if you know what it is that you want more of in your life, or become what you might have been. The first step is just to get deeply relaxed, whether it's deep breaths, quiet setting, allow your mind to quiet. I actually, when I do this, I can feel the difference. I feel like the brain waves kind of slow down a little bit. There's not as much electrical activity in the brain. If you have any judgmental thoughts, just push them away. You're not your thoughts. They're just thoughts. So get deeply relaxed. That's step one. And then step two, formulate your intention very specifically and detailed as if it's actually real now, this moment in time. And then go through it step by step. Feel it in your body. Allow your whole body to feel it. Tell yourself your intention has been fulfilled and put yourself in that place. And keep repeating that until it feels rock solid. Again, real time, not fast forward. And then I love this part. Be grateful and let it go. Don't hang on to it. It's got to be this way. And just allow how it's going to show up, how it's going to show up, and do it with a gratefulness mindset. And doing that over and over and over. And I know personally, and I've talked about this in past shows, when I've done that, it's allowed different things to happen in my life that I couldn't imagine how they would happen, but able to move to the North Shore or do the work that I do. And even in not smaller ways, but just even how I want to be in my marriage or how I want to be with my aging mother, those kinds of things are also worth, doing the work so that I can show up as my best self. So it's never too late to become what you might have been.